This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
This might get weird.
Are we rolling?
We're rolling.
Well, then cheers, Grace Helby.
Cheers, Memory Heart.
As you can see, I'm taking this meeting from bed. So I was grabbing my coffee, being like, don't spill, don't spill.
Yeah, not your bed. Not even your bed.
Not my bed. Look, I'm at Jacqueline's guest house, my home away from home. And this is just the brightest spot in the guest house. So yeah. I look lazy. I look like a grandparent from Willy Wonka, but it's just what works.
Oh, yeah. The grandparents from Willy Wonka were all in the bed. Yeah.
It's fucked up. It's a fucked up situation.
Did we ever talk about the Willy Wonka exhibit that swept the nation?
I felt
like there was enough conversation around
coverage. Yeah, I know. I think by the time I found out about it, every joke had already been joked.
Yeah.
But I did see they were going to like recreate it in L.A. And at that point, I'm like, guys, let's get a life. Like, we're going to spend time and money to recreate an event that was known as bad. Like,
yeah.
We got to get some new ideas.
Let's save some materials. Oh, well, how is your, I don't even know the reference. What's the reference for romantic movies?
What do you mean?
Nancy Meyer.
Nancy Myers, my Nancy Myers life.
Yes.
I know, truly, my cosplay. Well, first, I just want to say this up top before I get into this trip.
Yeah.
Is my mom was visiting last week and I made her a delicious dinner.
Yeah.
A pasta, a white wine, buttery burst tomatoes, yummy ass pasta, right?
Yeah.
I did a hollow squiggly noodle. I don't know the exact name for it.
Cavatappi?
Something like that.
Because
yes.
I made that last night and I've decided it's my favorite noodle.
It's my new favorite noodle.
Yeah.
Oh my
Wait,
God.
Wait, you're talking about the slide.
It's an indoor McDonald's playground slide.
Yes, yes, yes.
I absolutely, the kind that you would, I probably have brain damage from the amount of static shocks I got in one of those things.
And then occasionally there'd be like a Band-Aid stuck to the bottom of it.
Yeah. Or that like, you're just ripping down and then there's like a two-year-old looking at you about to get knocked over.
Yeah, that's walking up that way.
Yeah.
And you're like,
oh my God.
Where's the supervision? This is not how you slide.
I have a distinct memory of being at the McDonald's playground in Jonesville, North Carolina, and going to the ball pit, and I am mid-air and notice I'm about to land and vomit.
Oh. Oh, God.
It was truly like Spider-Man freeze. Like, I'm forever changed.
That'll be a core memory that sticks with you.
Ooh, anywho. So I'm eating the cavatappatoops.
Yep.
So I'm boiling it. This is a public service announcement.
Okay.
I was testing it to see if it was al dente, if you will.
Yes.
Forgetting there could be boiling water in the slide. It squirted out and it burned the shit out of my lip. This is 5 days ago.
Whoa.
Like, Grace, I mean, it was like puffy. Huge. It looks like I've had a cold sore for a week.
Oh, shit.
No, you're supposed to go, it doesn't look like a cold sore.
Well, I didn't even notice it until you brought it up.
It was bad like 3 days ago. So don't do it. If it's your new favorite pasta, be warned.
Be careful.
She's sneaky.
Yeah. Hot water in the slide.
Hot water in the slide, maybe. I mean, it was a lava tube.
Damn.
It came out, and I didn't want to freak my mom out, so I was like silently screaming in the kitchen. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh. But you're like, I don't know how badly I've just hurt myself.
Am I disfigured?
Yeah.
Not sure.
You got to be radically beautiful in all that you do.
I mean, what a quote. By the way, she had no idea she said that or that she ate a quesadilla.
I mean, amazing. That's radical beauty.
I showed her a pic of her with a slice of pie and quesadilla. She goes, what was I eating? I said, Mom, you were spitting poetry.
Truly.
I love that little lady. My little petite mama.
Amazing.
So anyway, I'm in Home Away from Home, Calistoga, up in wine country, as yes. we do.
Nice.
I had, normally it's so easy because Burbank Airport to Sonoma Airport. We've talked about that airport yeah. before. Burbank is tiny with two Guy Fieri restaurants. Sonoma is literally the Charles Schultz Airport. Yeah. And there's like mosaics of the characters from Peanuts.
Yes.
Like the logo has Snoopy.
Yes.
But I had the most stressful day.
Really?
First of all, I call an Uber. This part was delightful.
Okay.
I call an Uber. My mom leaves to go to the to LAX, right?
Yes.
And then my flight is a couple hours later. So I am waiting for an Uber. It pulls up. Nice older gentleman. He pops the trunk and there's like a pristine Robin's Egg blue suit in the back.
Ooh.
And so I go, oh, wow. I go, that is a good looking suit.
So you've broken the seal on conversation.
Big mistake. Huge.
Yep.
So I was like, that's a good, it was like a linen. It looked yeah. breathable. So I get in the car and then he goes, you like the suit? I was like, I love the color. It's a great suit. And he goes, that's for my other job. And he just lets it like sit there. Hmm. And I'm not taking the bait.
Yeah. He goes, let's see how chatty this Kathy actually is.
Because she puts no conversation preferred on her Uber comfort.
Yeah.
So let's see if she hit that by accident. I want it cool and quiet. So I just let it sit there and I go, that's cool. And he goes, I'm a wedding singer. And I was like, oh. And like the music he had going was like very grand instrumentals.
Okay.
Like not classical, but like, I don't know, Pavarotti? I don't know who.
Okay.
And so then the rest of, and I don't engage, and I just went like, oh, sweet, fun. And then the rest of the trip, he's just humming loudly like it's an American Idol audition.
Nice. Like, nice. Wait, he's singing along to the instrumental music.
He's sing humming.
Okay, okay.
He's humming.
Okay. And this is not like cover music. Like he's not doing his wedding singing in the car. This is like sweeping instrumentals.
Exactly. He was
which is like my favorite brand of music. Yeah, that sounds like what I'm doing on Beat Saber all the time.
Yes, exactly. So I was like, you know what? We kicked this off okay. I was texting Chip. Chip was like, that would bug the shit out of me. I'm like, I'm having a great time.
Like, if he didn't preface it with that he is a musician of sorts,
yeah,
would that have been a different story?
Here's the thing. If I didn't seeing the suit,
yeah,
made me go, this man takes his second job seriously. Yeah. That is a perfectly pressed suit.
Yeah.
So I was impressed. Okay. It was a good looking suit. So anyway, I get to the airport. I'm an hour early and like, but I knew I was checking a bag.
Yeah.
Why
and
I
that
gotta
could
check
go anyway.
Why I gotta check a bag? Because Beans has this diet food.
Yeah.
For her kidneys and it's canned. And the morning of, I was like, shit.
Uh-oh.
I got to get these cans there.
Yeah.
Checked back.
Anytime I check a bag, I just mentally prepare myself that you're probably going to have to pull your underwear out in public at the airport.
Well, here we go. I get up there. She's immediately like, this is 7 pounds overweight.
Oh,
and
no.
It's, I'm flying one of those little airlines that like charge you for.
Yeah, because the plane has to be a certain weight.
Yeah, but like this, so they will, this is a nickel and dime. Like this airline will be like, have you shit this morning?
Right.
No, that's an extra $30 to bring your bowels on the flight.
Are you wearing open-toed shoes? No, that'll be $300, please.
It's insane, right? So I'm like, oh God. I was like, well, I have a little like a little duffel bag in there that I had, you know, I always like compartmentalize my suitcase, right?
Yeah.
So I was like, so let me just put all the heavy stuff in there. She's like, I'm still going to have to charge you for an extra care. Like, there were so many charges. So she was like, let's just get this bag under. I'm not kidding. It's insane, Grace. She's rolling my clothes. like she held up a denim dress and I was like, honestly, throw it away. It's a $20 dress that I've worn 50 times from Forever 21 or H&M or something.
And now you're just doing spring cleaning at the airport.
She goes, don't you dare. This is cute. I go, I don't even care. I was like, I was like,
is Marie Kondoing your entire suitcase?
And I'm like, I know there's one flight out of here a day.
Yeah.
Like the time is ticking. We're going back and forth. I've got beans with me, you know, which here's the thing. I did it correct.
Yeah.
I wasn't like hiding beans during this. I did it real. And then another woman walks over and is like, she's not on your reservation. So then I have to like resend all this stuff. So I look a mess.
Wow. Yeah.
I look a total mess.
In the Burbank airport.
I know. It was terrible.
It's quite a scene.
So I'm just like, this sucks. I'm literally, Grace, she goes, just start putting on your sweaters. I have on two sweatshirts and a sweater tied around my waist. I am Joey Tribbiani from Friends.
If a woman came on my flight with four layers on, I would be concerned.
I was a Russian nesting doll.
Right. It's harmless, but like something's up.
Something's up.
This woman is running away from something.
This woman had 2 minutes to leave her house.
Yeah.
Who's about to run in to find her?
Yeah. And she packed all the dog's food.
Yeah. It's just me wearing 50 sweaters traveling with canned dog food. Like, okay. I thought I was going to be like zipping dresses over me. I was like, what is the legal limit to how many layers you can have?
And how many dresses? I mean, dresses weigh not like a pound each.
No.
This is not really helping in bulk.
So I'm bulked up, right? We finally get it. I'm like, oh, meanwhile, I have to pay for, oh God, I have to pay for an extra bag. My Visa, for some reason, isn't working. They don't take Amex. So I have to go find an ATM to get cash to give them.
Oh my God.
Crazy, right? At this point, they go, you've got 15 minutes till doors close on your flight.
Since you've become also the television program that everyone there is watching.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Stars, they're just like us.
Yeah.
So I book it. Then I hear, Mrs. Hart. And I go, yeah. She goes, wrong terminal. I'm like, the amount of times I went, I'm not normally this disorganized. I'm like, I left the house with time to spare. I'm in there hearing the ballads on the way there. I'm like, look at me not sneaking a dog on.
Wow. So, and it all came crashing down. And Mrs. Hart, too.
Mrs. Hart. I mean, and there's only A and B terminal.
Yeah.
And I went to the wrong one.
Nice.
So, of course, it's like one of those things where, like, you check in at this one, but you go to the other one. So it's like a bit of a little jog.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm holding beans, holding this little duffel bag with shit spilling out. Won't even zip.
Yep.
I got 50 layers on. I'm sweating. Sweating, right? Like, this is hell. So I get there. I pull out my thing. They didn't have my pre-check on there.
Oh, no.
So the pre-check breezed right through. This 50-person line. I am the girl in line holding a tiny dog, sweating bullets, looking like she's hiding something, going, fuck. Oh, fuck. You know, voice texting Jacqueline. I think I'm going to miss my fucking flight. You know, like, I'm so pissed, right? Finally get up. I can see my gate. It's right there. And it looks desolate. And I'm like no one's like no
oh,
one's
like
going
everyone's
on.
Boarded?
Yeah. And like last time I flew this airline out of this airport, I remember getting there 5 minutes after boarding started and then being like, are you Mrs. Hart? Okay, you're the last one to board. So I was just like, what? Like, it's not like a normal flight. Like, they'll just get them on and leave. You know, the walk out to the plane thing. So I'm like, fuck. Having to take off my shoes, do the whole thing that I normally never do because it's pre-check. We get to the end.
Do you have to take off every layer of sweater?
Yes.
Oh my God. That is so vulnerable.
While holding beans.
Yeah. That is, this is a real fucked up Nancy Myers situation.
I'm like, how did this get so stressful?
Yeah.
So I finally get through. I literally grab my shoes, laptop, beans, sweaters, and I run to the gate without shoes even on.
Jesus.
Right?
Yeah.
And I hold out my ticket and I go, boarding for Sonoma. I'm here. Yeah. They go, ma'am, the plane's not even here. We were delayed. The those liars at the front desk. Like, God. You've got 15 minutes till doors close. They're like, everyone's waiting for this flight. I was like, huh.
Amazing.
Okay.
Amazing.
So I look, I mean, so obviously I'm like, oh, thank God. But I look psychotic.
Yep.
What do I go, let me text Jacqueline that I'm all good. Oh, I left my phone security. Great. So I hobble back to security. I'm like, have you seen a phone? Yeah, just like, this couldn't be worse.
They're like, this woman, we cannot get her to just get through and sit down.
Grace, I grabbed the phone. I put on my shoes. I went straight to Guy Fieri's kitchen and bar and had a Modelo.
I bet you did. I bet they had one waiting for you when you walked over.
I was immediately like, can I take this table and just watch my gate? Great. And then this woman comes and sits behind me and she orders a beer. I go, you waiting for that one? She goes, I'm not taking my eyes off that thing. So that was, as while wow. I was like all hunky-dory here, I was like, how did that get so stressful? You know what I need to do? I wonder if people do this.
Yeah.
Just weigh your bag at home.
Yeah, that's what I did for when we went to Florida, because I was checking a bag. And I also know that now I travel with everything I could possibly need at any time. So totally. I travel like a woman with trust issues of everyone. So I was way overweight. And I knew I had to pay like before I went to the airport. But also, how does one get more organized in life? That's kind of, you know, where I feel like you and I, as per our ChatGPT generated combo last week.
God, like, I'm obsessed with it. And also like, should I get a life coach?
I know, same. Honestly.
Am I okay?
I have been having the buzziest brain before going to bed lately. Like, I just like cannot get my brain to quiet down. And I had that thought last night of being like, should I either have to go hard on acupuncture or I need to get a life coach right now. Maybe it's both.
Oh, wow. Acupuncture for stress?
Yeah. And for it's I've heard good things about post cancer treatment acupuncture as like, I'm also a little like hesitantly nervous. I've done it a couple times, but years ago, and I have been wanting to do it again, even before the cancer diagnosis. But now I'm eager and nervous about it because it really helps with trauma in the body.
So are you going to be pulling a Sandoval and be like convulsing, you think?
But like there is potential for that. Like that's not off the table. So that's a little nerve-wracking, but that's also like maybe necessary. I don't know. It doesn't happen entirely. I've just heard stories of people being like, I went to acupuncture and then like they hit some nerve and I cried for a week like when it was done. But then I felt like amazing afterwards.
Oh, so, my gosh.
I don't know. We'll see.
I've never done acupuncture. I think I'd like to try it, like, because some people say it helps with anxiety, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's I tried it years ago originally for anxiety, like when I was at like the height of busiest schedule of like
all time.
And then also was like trying to run to balance it out, but then the running was making my lower back hurt. And so I was like, let me go to get acupuncture on my lower back, because it used to hurt when I would wait tables and stuff too. I would have a lot of lower back pain.
Girl.
Yeah.
You just got me a segue.
Ah, yeah, nice.
Using the internet without ExpressVPN is like leaving your laptop exposed at a coffee shop while you run to the bathroom. There's always that moment you're like, am I the weirdo who takes the laptop with me? Or do I leave it here and risk it not being there when I get back? You can't risk it, you guys. And every time you connect to an unencrypted network at cafes, hotels, airports, any hacker on that same network can gain access to your personal data. I'm talking passwords, financial details, etc. Okay? It doesn't take much technical knowledge to hack somebody, okay? Just some cheap hardware is needed and maybe a 12-year-old's grasp on the situation. Your data is valuable. Hackers can make up to $1,000 per person for selling personal info on the dark web. You got to keep yourself safe. And ExpressVPN is basically your new security intel, all right? You've got Encrypted Tunnel, which creates a secure encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet. Hackers can't steal your sensitive data, okay? It would take a hacker with a supercomputer a billion years to get past ExpressVPN's encryption, okay? It's easy to use. You just fire up the app, Click one button to get protected, and it works on all devices. Your iPhones, your laptops, your tablets, and more. So you can stay secure on the go. You guys, this is the reason why I love ExpressVPN so much. I love to work in coffee shops, okay? I will join any, literally the Wi-Fi network could be called sketchy ass network or like hackers Wi-Fi. And if it's an open network that I can join for free, I'm getting on there, baby, okay? I'm an absolute idiot when it comes to that stuff. So with ExpressVPN, I know that I am going to be safe. So secure your online data today by visiting expressvpn.com/TMGW. That's ExpressVPN.com/TMGW, and you can get an extra 3 months for free. ExpressVPN.com/TMGW. Protect yourself. Okay, speaking of waiting tables, I saw this thing that they do in Paris, and then I wanted to ask you about your table waiting days. So this is so fun. This was back in March, you know, because if you Google like silly news, they'll be like, here's a story from 2006.
Yeah. No, I know what you're talking about. You're going to talk about.
Is it the Course de Cafes in Paris?
Yeah.
This is so awesome.
It's like a, you, what, an obstacle course? Not even an obstacle.
It's a 1.5 or like 1.2 mile race. It's like 200 servers in France, which is so funny because the article is like, you know, French restaurants, the stereotypes is that service is slow. So this is like to negate that.
Yeah.
So it's, you enter it and it's, you have a tray that has a glass of water, a cup of, I think, espresso and, or a cup of coffee and a croissant. And the goal is to get there the fastest without like spilling anything or whatnot. And I just think that's so fun.
I mean, it also looks like an amazing race, like, segment that they would do on that show.
Like, I could see us going to France and doing this.
Yeah, which is kind of a nightmare for me because I miss trying to balance drinks on a tray. Like, well, I have a very, very specific memory of when I was, like, 19, I worked for this restaurant called Sails down.
Sails? Like a boat sail?
Yeah, because it was on the bay in Summers Point in New Jersey. It doesn't exist. I think it's some other restaurant now. But it was like they're doing fine dining, like cool Manhattan, New York kind of vibes in South Jersey. Mm. And my stepmom knew someone that owned the restaurant.
So you got me hooked up.
Yeah, got me hooked up because this is like where I first encountered professional waiters, professional servers, because fine dining was like an insane experience. But then they opened up this dock outside. So I got demoted to work at the dock outside with all the young girls. And so you'd have to get from the bar inside your drinks, put them on a tray, and then open the door to go outside to the dock. And the breeze from the bay would. And I just remember like my first shift holding like two Cosmos and like slowly opening the door. They fell so slowly onto themselves and onto me that it wasn't even like a crash, like bang, like everyone turns around and is like, oh, is she okay? It was the slowest, most awkward door into hitting the tray, into these two drinks slowly falling over on each other, into me having to back out of the table, seeing me coming out and go back to the bar and show them the two drinks and be like, this was entirely my fault. So.
Totally. But at least, okay, here's not to one-ups.
Yeah.
But I also have a horror story of carrying a tray at a coastal restaurant.
Excellent. Excellent.
It was the summer before moving to New York. So the summer after I graduated, I worked at summer camp for a month. That's where I met Chip that month. And then I moved out and lived with our friend Melissa on the Outer Banks, like with her family.
Yeah.
And so I got a job at a place called Hurricane Moe's.
Nice.
In Manteo, North Carolina, right?
Nice.
Fish, peel and eat shrimp, but like nice. You know, it's like,
yeah.
For me, especially at that time, I'd be like, you're telling me an entree is $30?
I know.
This, you know, this is crazy. So anyway, I got the job before realizing that servers had to carry their own trays of food.
God, yeah.
So I'm talking the huge tray.
Yeah.
You'd have to, on your shoulder, carry your little kickstand.
Yeah.
Get there, kickstand it up, somehow put it down. And these were like, by the time you've got a family, a party of sixes, huge plates with fish platters, with everything, with like good plateware, it was like 80 pounds.
Yeah.
I was shook. I was like, wait a second. Because I waited tables in college and like worked in bars, but you would just like grab three plates, drop them off, go get three more, drop them off. None of this like, woof.
No, this is full tray. Yeah.
And they had me one day on the covered, like the in the covered patio.
Yeah.
Where you have to kick open the door, get this huge tray through. You don't have an extra hand because you're carrying the kickstand.
Yeah.
And then put it, like, it was every, I had so much anxiety. So I had this like party of 10, maybe.
Yeah.
Like a family, they're on vacation. They give me their order, all is well, you know. And I realize when we're about like 30 minutes into waiting for their food, they're like, hey, can you check on our food? I was like, yeah, no problem. I didn't put in the fucking order.
Oh, I hate that. Oh,
the worst. So then you go, we're a little backed up. And then, of course, the order has like well done steaks on it.
Oh,
and you're like,
no.
So by the time these people get their food, it's probably been an hour and 15 minutes.
Yeah.
They hate me.
Yep.
They hate me. So I'm like, oh, here we go. I get to the table and I drop their entire order. Steaks are flying. Grilled halibuts all over the floor. French fries. I mean, I have wanted to leave my body worse times.
Yeah.
Waiting tables. But that one was a big one. I think they didn't even reorder. I think they said, you know what? We'll go.
I know. And then your manager has to go over to the table and go, hi, guys. So...
And be like, we just have to comp this $400 bill.
Yeah, insane.
Oh, God. I hate carrying trays.
Man.
Maybe we won't do this race.
Nothing has really changed, it sounds, Mames, since then to now.
Right now. Yeah, exactly. Like, what do I gotta do to get my life together?
I don't know. If Maybe you figure it out, let me know.
Offline conversation.
Did you look at any of the Met Gala stuff happening last night?
I did a little bit. I'm still not totally sure what the theme was. It was Sleeping Beauty?
That's the exhibit that's going on. The theme was the Garden of Time.
Okay. Is that a reference to something?
Yeah. I was reading about it. It said, like, the costume, these people, the curators in charge of the Costume Institute said the exhibit was shaped around three main zones, land, sea, and sky, and paid tribute to the natural world. It is very much an ode to nature and the emotional poetics of fashion. Whatever. It's just a world. I know. It's the one world where it's like, this is just like, everyone looks like they're having a mental breakdown, and we're all like, oh, wow. But it, I saw some stuff too that it was also, there were references to the climate crisis. Or there could be, and maybe there should have been more conversation around that. But I saw that was part of it too, of like, the Garden of Time can also be in reference to like Earth.
Time's
and the
up.
Way it's, exactly. Yeah.
We're clicking top. Was there a look that you loved? I did see a couple pics, and I loved Zendaya, I don't know. First look where it looks like she's wearing a huge flower bouquet. Like her hat looks like a bouquet of flowers with the like wrapped in paper. Loved that. Loved
that
it.
Looks great. I love, is it Tyla?
I don't know anyone's
musician.
Name.
Me either.
I'll be like, is it Tree Savon? It's like, that's your friend. You know Troy. No. Why are we pretending?
Tyla wore this sand dress, which is like full on sand on her body. But the best part of it is there's videos of the men carrying her up each stair. This is the dumbest event. Like,
it's so
truly
stupid.
Have you seen all the videos of the umbrellas? Like, that there were one, because people get changed. Now everyone does costume changes, outfit changes on the stairs.
This is what I don't understand. People, it's not like a RuPaul's lip sync reveal.
Which is what Gaga did years ago.
I remember. Oh, I love that.
That was fun and camp.
And performative. Well, that was the camp-themed Met Gala, right?
I think so.
That one I loved. But this just being like, so now it's not just one outfit? You're doing three different outfits?
Yeah, which is why. But I get that Zendaya, why do we all question? I've heard, like, different forms of media of people like podcasts and YouTube videos, and everyone is trying to pronounce it correctly, but no one knows the right way. Everyone knows there is a right way, but they don't know which one is the right way.
I'll ask Melissa, because she was her personal dresser.
Oh, there you go.
On Spider-Man. Here's the deal, though. You never know. I've had a name that's been mispronounced my entire life, but even like, have you seen recently in interviews, Emma Stone is like, my name is Emily. Please stop calling me Emma.
Really?
Yeah,
because I guess like that should have been shut down like
a long time ago. No, over a decade ago. Essentially, when she was joining Screen Actors Guild, there was already an Emily Stone.
Gotcha.
So she did Emma Stone, and it kind of like kept happening. But then I guess now she's just finally old enough to be like, let's cut the shit.
I'm
Emily Stone.
I love it. I mean, it does feel different.
It feels like a blogger. Feels like a mommy blogger.
Yeah, it does. I will say I kind of love what Doja Cat is doing. She's been like prancing around Manhattan. I don't know if you've seen like all of her Instagrams. She's been literally walking around in like a bed sheet at like jewelry stores and stuff, and walking around in like towels. And then she showed up in a towel to the Met Gala.
Like
and
soaking
then,
wet, right?
Well, she showed up first. She had an outfit change. She showed up first in literally just a little towel that covered like chest to over ass, and like her hair wrapped up in a towel, and with the full like towel tag out and everything, pretty great. And then got changed into the wet look with her like full makeup redone of like streaming like lines. I don't think her makeup was like that originally, but the whole wet look is hair gel. It's not so maintain so it wouldn't like get wet and like
dry.
Yeah, the whole thing is covered in hair gel. So I give her so much kudos for like putting up with that absolutely awful feeling that it gives my body for the sake of the camp of it all. I think she's got camp in a funny way, but also it's just like I'm doing whatever I want.
Don't they like have a dinner? Like imagine you're sitting there and here comes Doja Cat and she sits beside you and it's like
she can't sit on anything. Like everything. She can't sit on anything. She has to get changed.
Well, last year when it was Karl Lagerfeld theme, she came as his cat. Remember, she had like prosthetics.
Yeah. See, I love what she's doing. I think
I do too. I think, I mean, look, I know, I don't know the details of why Doja Cat is problematic, but I know a lot of people have problems with her. But I will say creatively, I really dig what she does. I don't know if you saw Coachella, her performance where she was in the hair.
Yeah. You told
me. So many people come
for
her like wearing her hair, like, you know, shaved. And so she just did a full hair outfit, all her dancers covered in just inches, baby. I don't understand fashion at all, clearly. So my whole vibe is if you're gonna, there's a lot of beautiful dresses. They're great. But I would rather, if we're gonna do the Met Gala, come do something psychotic.
Yeah, this is the time to really look unhinged in a way that makes people entertained.
Did you see Lizzo?
I saw her.
Didn't love it.
Yeah, she had like a corset like coming out of her head.
She said she was a tree.
Oh, okay. I did see Lana Del Rey with the big antlers.
Yes.
And she had like
netting
over it. And there's like an interview with her and Kim Kardashian. She just keeps hitting Kim with the netting. And that is fantastic.
That's
fantastic. Moments I love. I saw Janelle Monáe's after party look is actually amazing. You should Google it because it's just her covered in googly eyes.
That's my shit.
Yeah, it's so good that I'm like, man, this is just so many changes.
Look, wild. I just feel like me and you should throw an event at some point. I love the googly eyes. Like, I've talked about it with my friend Tess before of doing the pet gala, but then like CBS actually did it or something. But I feel like we should do something. We should do fashion show party.
Should we do the Net Gala and have everyone from YouTube 2011, 2012?
Oh, my God. And everyone except Troye Sivan because he's at the actual, and Emma Chamberlain because they're at the actual Met Gala.
And Liza Koshy, that they're all like actually
there. They're there while I'm like, so I wore four layers through security, sweating. Jesus Christ, these children. The Met Gala is incredible.
Just throwing it out there as a reunion of sorts.
Wow. You know Tyler would be on board.
100%. He's basically he's doing Met Gala looks over on Twitch
every day.
I keep sending you his TikToks because I'm just like, look at him thriving in his natural essence. Same.
Okay. I'm on board. I'm really liking this idea.
I think it could be really fun.
I think you just set the internet on fire.
100%. We got to figure out a place. And a theme, I guess.
I know, exactly. Oh God. Just this, the theme is the Harlem Shake. No.
Honestly, not bad. I was
not
just
the worst.
I was just looking at the BuzzFeed article of stuff that millennials used to do that they hate that's so cringe.
Oh God.
And just see it. One, the finger mustaches are on there.
Look, guys, I just need everyone to know that when I did the finger mustache, let's just get it straight. When I did the finger mustache tattoo, after a few nights of just sharpieing my finger, I had never seen it done before.
I know. It was very novel.
So me and my friend Megan would do it all the time. Now, whether we didn't realize we'd seen it or how we came up with it, I'm not sure. But I did not get a tattoo that I had seen other people get. I thought I was being original, which might even be more cringe.
You know, it's something that everyone does has to start with someone doing it first. So maybe you were that. I'm still considering a goose tattoo. I keep considering that more, but maybe just like the letters goose. I don't know.
Okay. Oh, cute. Okay. All right. We'll talk.
But on this list was jeans under dresses.
Oh, yeah, that I never liked.
Wow. Yeah, I was just like, oh, man, Met Gala stuff into jeans under dresses is just, fashion's always been insane.
Well,
and
you know who I think was the queen of jean under dresses? Ashley Tisdale. I feel like every red carpet in a 5-year span, Ashley Tisdale was on there with some layered dresses with some jeans underneath, a boot cut.
Yeah.
Maybe
a
scarf, a thin scarf.
Really setting a trend.
I think it's the first time I've ever even said the word Ashley Tisdale.
That's all I know her from.
Sharpay is red carpets.
Jeans under dresses. I don't know what she's actually famous for. What's Sharpay?
Sharpay is her character on High School Musical.
Oh, okay.
Sharpay is what I would use to make a mustache on my finger.
Yes, exactly. It was a trip down memory lane to see the worst millennial trends. Plankings on there, all of it, all the hits. Yeah, we really got up to stuff.
Look, it was lightning in a bottle.
Yeah.
No one will ever be able to grab onto an internet trend. Like now, it's like it spreads so fast that things are over. Like we were into planking for months. You know, because there wasn't TikTok. So like a planking was like a rarity, you know, the Harlem Shake. If that existed now on TikTok, it'd be like, oh, you didn't do it in the first 3 days. Don't even worry about doing it.
Yeah. 12 hours. I know. That's what it feels like. I was like, oh, maybe I'll make a video on TikTok looking at Met Gala fashions. And now I'm like, oh, it's been 12 hours. It's like too late now.
It's over,
baby. I should have done it last night. I know.
You can't just be like our second podcast and be like, we're going to talk about Drag Race 5 days late.
Yep.
actually, a full week late.
Yeah.
Anyway, hey.
Woo.
I'm going to hop off of here. I got some work to do. And then, you know, classic me, I've got a wine tasting at 3.
Whoa, it never stops.
It never stops. Look, it's continued education.
Mm-hmm.
It's really great. It's
nice.
So much fun. So, and what's really fun is we went to maybe my favorite vineyard that I've been up to. Like aesthetically, it was so freaking cool. They had like a speakeasy we went into. Like I pushed a bookcase. It's crazy.
It blows my mind how many vineyards there are up there. Because I feel like every time you go up, you guys are going to different places. And I'm like, have they not been to them all already?
This is so fun, though, because the woman, the sweetheart, Jill, who did like our whole tour and tasting and like hooked it up for us, is a big listener.
Oh, that's awesome.
So at the very end, Jill, she was like, how's beans? I was like, yes.
She made it up here.
She made it up here. So anyway, I'm going to go do that. You guys, if you were thinking about doing barflies, I was supposed to have the meeting yesterday and I just, it's not like, because I was wine tasting. It's because I have some deadlines in work. But we are now going to do that Saturday as well as a live stream for the Pervs.
On our Patreon.
Yes.
So go check out. I've also taken a couple weeks off of writing on Patreon, but I'm getting back into it this week. So if you are interested, as always, we have a Patreon. Go check it out.
We love it. Okay. Yeah. Well, you enjoy your day.
Thank you. You too. Enjoy wine tasting on a sensible Tuesday afternoon.
Oh, you know how we do. This got weird.
Yep.